And what about in your home? Did you have any air raid shelters, or did you have to go out for air raid shelters?
At first, Dad built this shelter in the garden, but then we were given a steel shelter in 1939, end of 1939.
What was that which called?
Morrison shelter, which was made of steel, was a steel top, and you bolted it together, and it had wire frames at the side, and the whole family slept in it. Well, whole family, it was just...
Was that in the garden?
No, in the lounge. In fact, we used the actual shelter as a dinner table.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because, you know, there wasn't enough room for the shelter and a dinner table.
Mm.
So we used it as a dinner table. And,
so it must have been really big if five of you slept under it.
Yes, well, four, I'd say. You could go to one end and then to the other end and your feet slotted in. But there again, you didn't...
So where did the fifth person go? All five of you were there.
Oh, well, we were lucky because we didn't use it then. I mean, when we all joined up, it was just Mum and Dad. Dad when they come home and on leave. But you only went in there when the siren went.
Before the Morrison one indoors, you had one outside in the garden.
Yeah, but we took that down.
That was before the war, you had that.
We put it up just before the war, but where other people were, you see. But then...
Was it not... Why did you change? Was it not substantial enough?
Oh, it wasn't all that good. This was stronger.
Right.
See, because if the house fell down, it was still strong enough to hold you there.
Mm.
You know, but that's providing you went in there when there was an air raid going on.
Mm.
But you didn't stay there all night. Once the all clear went, then you got out and went back to bed. So that's how it went.
How many times did that happen in a night?
Well, in Worthing, not so often. But I'd say in other places like London, it was every night. And Dover, all around there.